shoot guns and hit targets. Meat market, chop haters up who saw shit. MJG ripping hoes and bodyguards out of line. Police and boys who think they brought it hard. And when the party started, I thought we was all chilling. I figured that everybody be leaving here all living. You standing too close, partner, you asking too much. Baby, you need to get away from around me before I click on crazy.
Yeah, man, these niggas coming round talking about they hot, but they not fucking with that boy and MJ. Nigga, we the truth. Holla at a player, man, streets or the booth. We popping at you haters, man. Soft ass niggas make they chin hit the floor. Off brand niggas take they cheese and they hold. Mafio, mafio. Niggas know when them real IDs hit the door.
That's a head ringer, a two-shot Derringer, that little Miller Niner, a big 40 Glock, just call me the gunslinger. Some 8K spray to kill the front line, 130 dead, squeezing out one time. All you motherfucking niggas who dapping that fly clip, let it rip, don't slip, I'm working with die clip.
We 50 deep and every nigga with me got they ice on. Little niggas that'll break your face like Roy Jones, crushing bones when it's on. Be so serious when it's about that bread. Kidnap family members, them niggas don't leave no witness. They all love us, gangster. That shit be so addictive. When we pull up, they know who we are. By the car, we blowing big, and you know Diddy, he gon' buy the bar.
You like to eat good? I said,
Oh, you know I love to eat good. I said, I like to eat good. Like, you know, pussy just glistening wet, and, you know, and it just be skeeting everywhere. I mean, really eat good, but you got to actually get the towel and dry your face off and go back in there because you wouldn't chew if she peed on you or squirted a little bit. So now you got to get your life back in order. See, I like to eat like that.
Oh, my.
So she said, Donald, I want to take you to Mexico because there's some food that you got to try. Now, if you don't know me and you don't personally know me and you haven't been around me, there's a thing that's called really great food syndrome. I have it. I know when I have had really great food. There's a certain thing that happens to my body when I have really good food. And see, what happens is I begin to moan like somebody just stuck something deep inside me. So imagine me being a girl, right? And you get that dick that fit inside you just right, and the crown of the tip of his dick touch the opening of your cervix just a little bit and then come back out.
Ooh,
baby.
You know I'm sick of you already. I wasn't ready.
Baby, when I tell you I'm about to make them come, listen, if they wasn't already wet from the opening of this, we got so much more stuff to get to. Helen, what day is it today?
It's hump day.
Oh, it's hump day too? Oh, shit. You know, I ain't seen no booty today. Let me tell y'all, if y'all really listening out here, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to find out who's listening today. If you really listening to me today and you are a friend of mine, I'm going to be a little bit disrespectful because I'm telling y'all, I'm going to go back to the old me. They thought I was ignorant before. Listen, I'm going to be mean with a little sauce because they're not ready for what I'm about to say. If you're really friends with me today, I want you to go in the mirror on commercial break. When we take the commercial break, I want you to go in the bathroom. I want you to go in the mirror, and I want you to take a picture of yourself and just a thong. If you don't got a thong on right now, you're going to have to go get a thong. So you got to now to the commercial break to get yourself ready. And I want you to go put on a thong and go in the bathroom mirror, and I want you to take a picture of it, and I want you to inbox it to me. Now, you only got to the end of the song to send the inbox. Anybody that send me a picture after that, you being disrespectful to my marriage.
What if they don't own no phones? Should they just pull their bloomers up between the cheeks? I'm sure,
oh,
you know.
No! Not the bloomers, baby. Not the bloomers, baby. I'm being generous because Helen, here's what I learned, Helen. I've been teaching this for quite some time, and this is what people fail to realize. This is a principle that I believe in, and people laugh at me when I say it. I said a lot of people miss T.D. Jakes' sermon when he said, "Get ready, get ready, get ready," because if you get ready when it's time to be ready, you can be at the design place at the right time because you're gonna get to the money. Come on, somebody.
Oh, you preaching tonight. Okay, I see you.
Oh, yeah, I'm deep into somebody's vagina tonight. They man and or woman might be mad at me tonight because they finna have an orgasm to the words that I'm about to give them because I'm going to give it to them because I told them that I was going to do it. And if they don't like it, well, nigga, look at me now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see how they work.
Because, see, I've been asking everybody to be on my team. And then I've been telling everybody, you need to get on my team. Now I got my team, and a lot of people mad at me because now they're trying to send me work. And I said, nah, bro, I'm not flexing, and I'm not in no kind of extra zone. But when I was begging y'all niggas to just buy these little oils for $4, when I was walking down the street because I didn't own a car, and I was getting out there, and I was actually really hustling to get what I get, and you wouldn't even give me a ride when you rolled past me when I was walking down Military Trail, and it was 94 degrees on a South Florida summer day. Get the fuck out my face.
I had to feel like 104.
Because I've been generous to everybody. I've opened my doors for anybody. I gave out money to everybody. I blessed anybody. If you came to me in a need, I'd never ask what the need was for, But damn it, let me tell you something today. If you come to me and you ask me for anything, I need you to understand you are automatically taking money out of Elizabeth's mouth, and I have a problem with it.
Diego?
Because, see, understand, I got all boys before her. I raised my boys to be men. Go get it. You are the standard in the family. I don't give a fuck what nobody else say. But I believe in raising girls to be princesses. Yes, I'm telling you right now, nigga, if you date my daughter, just understand she's going to be disrespectful.
And she a motherfucking Leo, so she's going to be extra disrespectful.
Y'all don't even tell him. They don't even know what our birth is. Birth is it. While I've been
a monster.
Let me tell you how people don't listen to me. I'm gonna tell you a quick story, real quick, because we only got a few minutes before we go to break. So I'm gonna tell you a quick story. When me and my wife first got married, I told her I need 18 months to get everything in order. I said everything will be ready to go in 18 months, right?
Uh-huh.
Then COVID happened a couple of months after we got married. 6 months into getting married, COVID happened.
That bitch.
But I knew I needed 18 months. So I said, hey, listen, when she went through having Elizabeth and Elizabeth came early, I said, okay, I need to re-extend that 18 months. Everybody looked at me crazy when I reset the calendar. Nobody looked at the fact that when I asked for a reset of the calendar with 18 months, that I needed the 18 months to get my affairs in order. See, people like to move fast, and they don't understand when I talk to them. They say, oh, he talking in riddles, but I'm not talking in riddles. But most people want to get to the end of the conversation. They don't want to talk to you through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy on the journey. So there were some things that I knew that I couldn't do for my wife. So what did I do? I went and I allowed her to have a personal trainer. His name is Josh. He works in Davey at the Davey Blitz store. He's a great guy. Him and my wife have a wonderful relationship. If you ever saw them talk on Instagram, you'd think they fuck each other. But the relationship is purely platonic because they actually are free-spirited with one another. And so then I realized she was gonna need some mental health therapy, and I didn't like what they was doing. So then I got with Tanya, and I put her in Motivation Magnify with Tanya.
Oh, yes, Lord.
A fucking life changer, another business owner that I said, it's imperative that you get into this business and I'll show you how to do it if you need help. But you got a fucking gift, my friend.
That she does.
And I let her use her gift, and I let her start pouring wisdom in my wife. I don't even talk to my best friend now because I want my best friend not to be focused on me, but to be focused on making sure that she heals my spouse. Come on, y'all. We're going to go to quick commercial break. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Rolling on switch, gold day shining down south, killing bitches, niggas out the swamp. Should I say New Orleans, Richmond, California, and voted me some dank weed. Rolling on blunt, niggas calling switches. We, I got birds, 16, 5 a motherfucking key. Fool, when you hit me, it's 18-5. I got attached to 2 G's just for taking a ride. Cause niggas down south, niggas ain't playing. Niggas talk shit, motherfuckers be land down on the ground. Just like a ball, hit you with your nuts and your G's up the bare wall. Put you behind a pin toe in the block. Niggas slanging teeth, got somebody got shot. Call the cops, killers, I'm a dick. life. Nigga, won't y'all read about swamp niggas coming up flowing like killer? Y'all ain't ready, but I ain't mystical, I'm a dealer. Niggas slanging cane, coca leaves up the brain. But it's a motherfucking third wall, I mean a swamp thing. Chicago to pick up me a soldier. I ain't even tripping off the shit cause I'm a roller. Nigga riding dirty, just like UGK. Four Tech Nines and the motherfucking AK. Niggas ain't playing down south, bitch, we bowed. And I told y'all niggas in 96, yeah, don't y'all doubt it. But niggas play the try to play us like some bitches. Nigga to snuck up on you hoes and snatch some riches. From labels like No Limit, the squad, to rap a lot. Independent black on bitch, and we can't be stopped breaking bread with the motherfucking ballers. Nigga check billboard, yeah, and we shot callers. Now y'all niggas mad, cause a nigga famous. I thank the president put a price on my anus. America's nightmare, but I'm not cute. I represent the motherfucking red and the blue shoes. I mean the bangers, the killers, the gangsters. But nigga, I'm a swamp, professional ghetto rap slanger.
Man, listen, if y'all don't know who made that, that is Beats by the Pound with Master P. If y'all don't know who those brothers are, you don't know hip-hop, you don't know Louisiana rap, you need to go check out who the hell Beats by the Pound is, because it ain't one person. It's a group of niggas. And when I tell you, Master P went and got some of the greatest beat makers, and they did some off-the-wall, just crazy, eccentric shit. That is what I mean by music. I like to see artistry in the making. I don't like to just see fun stuff. I like to see greatness. So listen, let me talk to y'all real quick about something that's near and dear to my heart. And I know people always talk about supporting brands and being a brand or whatever, whatever. And a lot of people was asking me about Ash Emporium. The reason why Ash Emporium is so near and dear to my heart, Yvonne is a friend of mine. Yvonne isn't just a friend of mine that I met like halfway through my life and I kind of played with them a little bit and fucked over their life. Yvonne is a sister. Yvonne's whole family knows me. I watched this girl do something that I was supposed to do. She beat me to it. We have been talking about doing tea. That's why I support Yvonne. I was like, we've been supposed to have did that. And so since my friend beat me to doing something that we talked about, I can't be jealous of my friend doing something. The only thing I can do is bless her with supporting her. So every time I run out of her tea, I go and re-up. And not only do I re-up because it's natural loose leaf tea. I can do so many wonderful things. If you understand the power of a good loose leaf tea, then I recommend that you try AshEmporiumET.com. All right, man, let's get Helen in here so we can do Black History is World History, because y'all know that is our favorite segment to do and talk about. This month we are talking about health. Not just doctor health, but we're talking about health, overall health. So, Helen, what are we talking about today with Black History is World History when it comes to the health segment?
All right, so tonight we have Dr. Sabai. He was born November 26th.
Hold on. First of all, say that man government name first, because you said his name.
That was coming after I said born, da-da-da-da.
No. Say that man government first, because who he is the most important thing, not what he went by. Man. Who is he?
Alfredo Darrington Bowman.
Better known as Dr. Stevie. Yes, come on. That man's whole name means something. Let's go. Let's talk. What we got?
Okay, so he was born November 26, 1933, passed away August 6, 2016. He was a Honduran self-proclaimed herbalist and healer who also practiced in the U.S. for a period in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Bowman claims to cure all diseases with herbs and a vegan diet based on various pseudoscientific claims and denied that HIV caused AIDS. he set up a treatment center in Honduras, then moved his practice to New York City and Los Angeles. Numerous entertainment and acting celebrities were among his clients, including Michael Jackson, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and John Travolta.
Helen, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question before we talk about his legacy first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you came down here, how important was changing your lifestyle than changing your diet?
It was very important. Like, I feel much better being that I changed my lifestyle.
Here's why I say this, because a lot of people think when I tell them to change their lifestyle, see, I have this misconception about people. I have been a lifestyle member for 21 years, but I'm also a lifestyle coach and mentor. And what a lot of people don't understand is when I talk about changing your lifestyle, yes, I do mean fixing your sex life too, but that's only a small percentage of what I specialize in. I am a person who you're going to love me and want to punch me in my face at the same time. That is who Dr. CB is. He's going to love on you, but he's going to give you the truth and cure. The earth has the ability to heal itself. He's one of the first people that I study when I actually, if you're going to study herbalism, you got to study Honduras. Honduras has a bunch of nice herbal medicines that come from it. You also got to study Africa. You also got to study Europe. You also got to study India. You got to study Asia. You have to study the whole thing. You can't take the little bit of information that you have now amassed in your pinky and say that the little bit of information that you have now amassed takes over and takes complicit for everything that now goes forth. It doesn't work like that. It's great that you believe that just because you have acquired a little knowledge that you are the master of all things. I would rather be an idiot and learn and grow than be a savant and know nothing.
Very true.
Y'all,
but nowadays, people don't like
to fall flat on y'all faces. Hey, y'all, we got a caller for the first time. We're gonna bring this caller in because I haven't had a caller show up on the log in forever. So I want to see who was out there talking to us. So we got a caller from the 561. Who we got on the line? What it do, Shawty?
Yo, yo, what is going on? What's going on?
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm about to go.
On you.
Nah, don't about to go. Don't about to go now.
I'm about to go.
Where y'all going?
Nah,
I'm about to go. It's past my bed.
Oh, shit.
No time to leave.
Oh, it ain't no time to leave. Okay, for those of y'all who don't know what's going on, let me introduce y'all to my beautiful circle, okay? Because I told y'all getting ready to see Big Bap show his ass and his ass showing time. It is no longer time for me to sit in the corner and act like I'm not who I am, because, baby, I am the entertainment, the life, and the motherfucking party. Because if you've been to an event that Big Bap hosts, trust me, you want to come back, and you're going to want to come back. I promise you.
Promise that.
So let me tell you who I now have sitting on this show with me tonight, y'all. I'm introducing y'all to my famous, my world-renowned, my world-traveled DJ, DJ motherfucking AJ, because I got a bombshell that I'm getting ready to drop today, and I ain't even told nobody yet, but when we start season four, we will be absolutely motherfucking live. I will not go on streaming platforms because I don't believe in streaming platforms. So you can either listen to my voice over the air or you can buy a ticket and be in the building. And I am coming to a city near you. And when I tell you the circus is coming, the circus is motherfucking coming. You can take it how you want it. You can feel how you want to feel. But we are out here. We are doing our thing. Because, baby, let me give you the lineup. I got DJ AJ on the ones and twos. SEB catering the food.
We got uppity edibles who will be making all of our delectable treats that we're going to enjoy.
Ooh-wee.
We also have godly cleaning who will be a part of our event staff and our cleanup crew. We have Fallen Angels Cosmetics who will be handling our cosmetic consultant issues. We have the photo bomb who will be scheduling all of our photo shoots that we will need to be doing. When I told y'all bitches I was baking a conglomerate, fuck
Ooh.
You.
Ooh. Damn. They're like that. Just like that. Blood
y'all
roll.
Niggas told me to go sit down. So fuck Ooh. You.
Hey boy, how much of that tequila you had tonight, boy?
Bitch, I'm sober.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cause I told y'all. DJ AJ, I called that brother, I said, I need you to go invest in something. He said, what? I said, I need you to go invest in something. He said, bro, anything you tell me to do, I got it. Nigga, I trust you.
Let's
we
do
got
it,
on
man.
The phone.
Facts.
He went and got to the computer desk and started looking up stuff. He said, bro, I trust you.
Straight like that. Got to do that. Got to believe in what
real,
you believe in. Trust who you trust.
Real talk. I ain't never put that man on a contract. Ever.
No, sir.
Ask him, has he ever been underpaid or short?
Not a day I played since I've been dealing with you. He asked what I want. I tell him he just handed him and put it in my hand.
So when I said I was looking for people to do business with, I meant what I said. So real talk, I'm out here in these streets effective today. You want to do business?
Yeah.
Let's talk. Effective immediately, I'm in these streets. Let me tell y'all what I did today, Helen. Let me tell you what I did today.
Oh my God, Helen. Oh my God.
Well, you know what?
Don't do that.
You know what?
Don't do that.
You know what? We need to take a commercial break. Cause you know what we got coming up? We got what day it is coming up. And you know what? The first ever Cinco de Mayo on this show, we are gonna give y'all
yeah.
the first ever something that y'all can celebrate anyway and take some shots with. So we will be right back after this quick.
Let me grab
some
liquor.
Oh, damn. How about this?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
That know what this is.
Come on.
Yeah. Keep it down. Jack off.
Game on.
And
Swiss beat.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas on lick shots. Even done hip cops. But your niggas can't wait till my tip drop. Should you like your mama, give it lit for pop. Nigga, you don't want my paper job, cause that means I'm empty. You're full of it, check what the bullet is. Missiles gonna hit you, get you, rip through tissue. Shoot another round, this cause I miss you. I make puss
wow.
gas. You little niggas can't fuck with drag. Got the chain out, so it's muscle grass. Nigga, fuck that. You better bust back for your monkey ass man with a dust at. Ride like a girl, but you can't trust cats. Spit out of fire, you can't cuss black. All you
wow.
can do is cuss back
wow.
and you re-rap by how you butt gas. Nigga, we don't need that. I don't care about your feedback. Y'all niggas don't feed drag. So a motherfucker pull out, bust a bullet lock in your safe house. Nigga, where the keys at? Nigga, where the stash at? Nigga, where the weed at? Nigga, pass that ball, pull my trigger. Matter of fact, where the ass at? Cause I got the rough cut and I ain't talk about my niggas. Cause nigga, we can go hoe for hoe, toe to toe, blow for blow. Can we just see a nose guy? I mean, I broke that. I'm finna fo-fo with a flame dope like I told dope before. You know, you can't handle. You can put me on racks with fire burn candles. Now who the nigga rough side? Drag on. Y'all niggas just outside.
Do y'all niggas bust your guns? Hell yeah, we bust our guns. Do y'all fuck them till they come? With some change, eh? And ain't afraid to put 50 up on your brain, eh? You about warming over your people, I'm the same, eh? Look, I won't have somebody saying that's a shame, eh? But if some people come, they ain't gon' give no names, eh? Baby, the number one son, don't play no games, eh? Come outside and see nothing but camouflage and bricks. They'll gather boys back with cannons,
trying to knock off your shit. You think it, bitch? I'll rough ride your ass in. Cash in for money. You really ain't getting nothing. That shit is funny.
Do y'all niggas bust your guns?
Hell yeah, we bust our guns.
All right, y'all, we are back in the motherfucking building. Y'all already know what's good, so let's go ahead and get let's get into it. Let me get my team in here. Let's get the squad in here, because I'm telling y'all, we about to rough ride your ass.
Turn up.
Hey, who all we got in here? Who all we got in here, man? Who all we got in here first of all? I don't even know who all on the line.
God damn it.
Man,
it's like that.
Listen. Let me tell y'all right now, if y'all not a part of my VIP squad, y'all don't understand. My VIP squad is going down. If you ain't in the corner pocket, y'all don't know what's going on with Deluxe. If y'all have not paid for y'all memberships, I keep telling y'all, y'all about to be mad because hell is. Please tell them the turn up is real.
The turn up is motherfucking real, not just real.
DJ AJ, please tell him the turn up is real. Listen.
Hey.
The owner of Godly Cleaning Services, look at anybody around you and tell them that the turn up is real. The owner of Ash Emporium ET, look at them and tell them the turn up is real. The owner of Bella Bars and Herbs, please look at them and tell them the turn up is real. Positive Vibes 24, please turn up. Tell them the turn up is real. Come on, man. If you go down into Pompano, Sharonda Eccentric Richardson, please look at them and tell them the turn up is real. I got too many black people on my team that's got real skills, and we ready to give it to y'all. Bitch, the turn up is real. Happy Cinco fucking de Mayo.
Yes,
yes sir.
I told y'all, my energy is about to be bananas, because what I'm doing, I love it. It's amazing. I'm helping people be great. Like the first day, today is National Astronaut Day. So if you know anybody that's an astronaut, you know anybody that's inspiring to be an astronaut, today is a good day to go love on them, okay? Today is also National Cartoonist Day. I actually know a young lady. Tanya's daughter has actually drawn a cartoon, several of them. So I'm going to give a shout out to her for being the only person that I can think of off the top of my head that inspires me with drawings as a cartoonist. Helen, you a fucking adult. Shut the fuck up.
Bitch, I ain't say nothing.
I felt your energy.
You can feel that energy on astronaut because, motherfucker, I said I'm an astronaut.
Okay. Today is also National Silence the Shame Day. I don't know what we silence in, but sometimes you got to shame a motherfucker. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
Sometimes you got to
show a motherfucker that they just a stupid motherfucker. Like, I'm sorry. I know people that should be slapped the fuck out of. Okay? So let's go. Also, we have National Totally Chipotle Day. I don't know what the fuck that
Chipotle
is. I'm not even going to try to get into that. I think somebody was trying to make a play on the restaurant Chipotle and Cinco de Mayo and make that a thing. I think that's what they was playing with, but you lost me. You got too many words. It sounds stupid.
Yes, sir.
Like, it just sounds stupid. Like, I'm not even going to recognize the day because it sounds stupid. Like, okay, Helen. Tell people what day I got coming up. As a matter of fact, it's this month anyway. What day do I have coming up?
What's this month?
Today is this month is May.
Oh shit. Luster Brunch.
No. What comes before Luster Brunch?
Shit, I don't know. What happening this month? Oh, Mother's
International Sexy People Day is coming up.
That's this month?
That is this month. So here's what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do the first year. Because we're going to actually have next year. For those of you guys who don't know, this is how we're going to help market for next year. So y'all get ready.
on May the 20th for International Sexy People Day. I want every single person who wants to enter to go to the photo bomb. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to say it. Go on the DJ's Roundtable. The production manager is going to put the contest up so y'all can read it. So listen, I'm going to go over the rules. She's going to write it and put it on the wall so everybody knows. On 5/20, I want everybody to email the Photobomb's email address and take and put one picture, only one, and we're going to judge that one person. And they are going to be deemed. And now, mind you, I'm going to have that picture. DJ AJ is going to have that picture. Helen's going to have that picture. The production manager is going to have that picture. And Dwayne will see that picture. We will go over all the pictures. And on the next show, which is 5/21, we are going to claim somebody, International Sexy Person, via DJ's Roundtable, via Big Bap and Friends, sponsored by SEB Catering and Fallen Angels Cosmetics. We are going to announce who the first annual winner of International Sexy People is. But here's what you also have to do with that picture that you enter. You have to write a bio and the reason we should recognize you as Miss Sexy Person or Mr. Sexy Person, and it must be under 500 words. Is that fair?
And please follow rules. Only one picture, because, you know, black folks don't listen.
One picture. You only get one picture. And please, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say this so y'all don't be mad at me. If y'all got all that crazy, funky shit on there, you will be disqualified.
Disqualified.
If you get, if it's a filter and we find out it's a filter, you will be disqualified. I want a regular full body picture. No cluster pictures, no Snapchat filters, no Google, put three pictures together, a single framed fucking picture. That's it. I don't care about none of that other stuff. A regular picture. Understand, I am a freelance photographer. I know the difference. Please don't waste my fucking time playing with my life.
You heard?
Now, when we announce the winner on the show, we are also going to announce what they're going to win for the year. But understand, they will be at next year's International Sexy People contest.
Ooh.
That will be a contest. It will be May 20th, 2022. You can put it on your calendar now. I'm not going to tell you where in the world it's going to be, but it will take place. That's up to you to be there. All right? Let's finish this segment up because we need to move on. We only got like a few more minutes, and I'm not going to get beat up by the production manager. Today is also National Hoagie Day. Now, I like a good sandwich. Now, a good sandwich, listen. A good sandwich with all the right trimming. Listen, I'm a happy boy. DJ, how you feel about that?
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him. I think he went in. He went in deep. Okay. Helen, how you feel about a good sandwich?
I like a good sandwich. Like you said, with the right trimmings, the right stuff. Oh, boy, look at being heavy.
Look at here, look at here. Ah, girl, look at here. All right. We also have National Bike to School Day. Now, the crazy part is I ride a bike every day. Today is the first day that I chose not to ride my bike since you've been gone.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, girl, listen, my legs was tired, boss. I was like, oh, I need a day off. Like, now, I've been going every day straight. So I needed a little day. I've been going hard. They've been getting deep in me. So, okay. Oh, I like this one. Oh, I like the next two. So the next one. Today is also National Skill Trades Day. I am a believer in that. If you have a skill, go get certified in that trade. Go know how to do that trade. I am such a fan of that right there. Fuck a college, bitch. I'm a fan of trade schools. But that's me. If I had to go back to school to do something, I would go to school to master a trade. The first school I ever went to was learning how to be a cook. So I went to a trade school first. Today is also National Interpreter Appreciation Day. Man, listen, I'm listen. When you travel around the world and have to deal with people in foreign countries, having the motherfucker who speak the language and is honest to you is a plus. Cause some of them niggas be lying.
I got a question.
Yes.
Do they got interpreters for stupid? No.
Okay. I ain't met one yet. Cause I listen. When I tell you, I am so happy that I can actually say okay. So I told y'all I was about to retire. I'm officially retiring. My retirement party will be August the 4th. It will be the first live taping of the Big Bap and Friends show. I've been trying to hold on to that for forever.
Mm.
So August 4th, we will be live taping Big Bap and Friends. I will be letting y'all know the flyer will be coming out by July 1st. Go ahead and pre-sell your tickets. I'm letting you know. Tickets gonna go first and it's gonna go fast because that's gonna be a busy day for me because that whole day I'm gonna tell you people gonna be in town. So if you don't understand the reason why that day messed with me, Helena, you're gonna get sensitive with me for a second. That is Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh, that's my baby though.
Remember when I told you, I said, Helen, when we start season 4. We're going to come out of season 4 and we're going to be doing live tapings. Remember I told you that, right?
Yes, you did.
So God don't make no mistakes. Now, I told you, when do we go on vacation for the Big Bap and Friends show?
June.
Juneteenth until the first Wednesday in August, correct?
She did pay attention.
Go look at the calendar. What's the first? Go look at the calendar. What's the first August and first Wednesday in August?
The 4th.
Elizabeth's birthday.
My baby. Oh, we about to turn it.
So just know we're gonna throw a Leo bash before that. So if y'all want to turn up for the Leo bash, we will be having a Leo bash. Please get with me for details. At the rate it's going, I think I'm about to throw about 3 of them bitches at this point because y'all done gave me 3 different days. So I'm like, fuck y'all. You just pay for your day and everybody else can take care of theirs. But listen, we are getting ready to start turning up. The turn up is real. Luxuria is out here. I told y'all this is what I do. If you need me, holler at your boy because I promise you, we getting ready to put the jet boats on the water. We're going to have the girls with the big old booties jiggling in the air, and it's going to be real nice. You're going to want to rub up on it. You know what? Moby Dick used to say, matter of fact, I'm going to let Moby Dick tell y'all better than I can tell y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Romance, when I look in your eye, you put me
probably don't even remember that song.
No, I don't. I don't.
You don't know? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
75. Bingo here, there. I'm about I'm 37.
No, bro, you, that's, come on. That's Moby Dick, boy. And listen, let me tell you something. You go to Louisiana right now and put that on and a backyard barbecue, and you're going to see all the old folks grinding. Anybody that's about 40 to about 50, yeah, they finna dig in somebody old lady guts right now on that song.
What about 50 and 70?
Oh, if they were still out there being player pimps, yeah, they were digging in some guts too. That was the deacons and the bishops.
Oh, Helen, you good then?
Boy, fuck you. See, that's why I say. But it's okay though, because you still older than me. You 75, so we cool. We good. You still older than me.
I can't play with y'all tonight. Y'all, listen. Let me get into this next segment, because y'all ain't finna get me fired with the production manager. All right, so if y'all didn't hear the conversation for the contest, it's up on DJ's Roundtable. So go to DJ's Roundtable. In the next few days, I'll make a flyer. I'll put the flyer out so y'all have the flyer. So go check that out. All right, we got to get into the birthdays, because the birthdays are important. We've been going for a minute. We went ahead and knocked out all of April, so we're going to go from May the 1st to May the 5th. We're not going to do every single fucking person, but we're going to hit, we're going to hit at least a couple of names of the people in each day that's kind of important. Let's go. May 1st, Kev on stage. That nigga would be a tourist. That makes sense. That makes so much sense to me now. Because I'm like, I'd be laughing at him, but I'm like, we're so alike, but we're so different. And I'm like, but I see the similarities, so I get it. Kev on stage, I get it. Like, perfect example. Gianna Bryant, Kobe Bryant's daughter, of course. May 2nd, we got DC Young Fly and Paul George. May 3rd, we got Damian Dash and James Brown. Listen, when somebody told me James Brown was a tourist when I first heard that when I was a kid, I said, it makes sense. I said, this nigga's all over the place. They said, well, I said, James Brown will say something and nothing at the same time. James Brown got to be a tourist. And people are like, what? They're like, you going to talk about yourself like that? I said, sit around me long enough and listen to me talk. You'd be like, well, this nigga shut the fuck up. I mean, I got it in the first 30 seconds. Shut the fuck up. And you got James over there still. Please try me. Come on now. They don't understand James. Leave James alone. All right. Jackie Jackson is birthday was May 4th. We got Chris Brown and Clifford Owusu. Now, both of them, Chris Brown, I knew he was a tourist because when he slapped the shit out of Rihanna, beat up Rihanna, whatever they want to call it. Let me explain something to y'all who don't understand why I'm going to make the joke that I'm about to make. Rihanna is from the island. If you have never dated, been in a relationship, or know somebody from the island, you don't understand. Both the men and the women are going to drive you to damn near putting your hands on them. Now, y'all can get mad at this and y'all can take it however you want to take it, but I'm just telling y'all, island pussy is just a little bit different than American pussy. And you don't got to agree with me. Now, you can think they all equal and all the same, because people be like, oh, it's the same thing. No, ma'am. Having sex with an island woman is a WWE match. Y'all are not just going to go in there and do missionary and look each other gently in the eye. Because she going to get up and she going to call one of her friends and say, you know, I got this bachi boy over here. He won't even give me the long stick. And then you're going to be talked about in the circles, and it's going to be okay, sir. It's okay. There are some women out there who want to be grabbed by the throat and choked the fuck out of.
Facts.
Yeah. The choking?
Yeah.
There are some women who damn near want to gag till they throw up. That's just what they into. You can't get mad at her for liking what she likes. Some of them just rode the bike a little bit longer than you did. You said, ooh, mommy, I can ride the bike, and you got up and you put that bitch in the garage, and when you came back at 16 and tried to ride that bitch, you crashed into a tree, and so you was mad the rest of your life. That's how some of y'all feel about dick.
Damn.
And it's okay. I'm not mad at you for that. You are entitled to your entire opinion. But to the vaginas that like penis, that enjoy penis, that get up in the morning and put an APB out for penis, those are the people I was talking to. They're different. They looking at you while you talking about all the shit that you won't do. They texting Tyrone talking about, hey, Tyrone, all the shit she say she ain't doing right now, nigga, when we get home, I'm doing all that shit to you right now. Tyrone like, nah, bro, I got to be good. I got to be faithful. Man, listen. Tyrone's sitting over there, got about 60K in his pocket, and you got this show enough fine thing over here that just told Tyrone everything that she'll do upside down on a handstand.
I
keep telling niggas, I don't know how to have broke nigga conversations. I've always had money, so I've seen shit.
Yeah, you seen a lot of shit.
Get away from your po-ass friends and hang out with some people that's really doing some shit. You'd be surprised what go on in the champagne room.
Facts.
See, I'm an angel. Ooh, Chad.
I'm just saying. I tell people, one of my birthday parties, I walked into people fucking. I mean, what you expect when you have a 7-day birthday party at the same location? I mean, I walked in. It was a few motherfuckers in there fucking. It wasn't just one. I walked in and said, so y'all mean to tell me y'all came in here and made a conscious decision to fuck on my birthday and nobody came and tapped me on my shoulder?
Not nobody came and tapped me on your shoulder.
Nobody said nothing to me.
Nobody.
They figured you needed the ring.
Hold on. You know what? My wife also made a good point. She just said something to me. You know another thing that people don't realize about Rihanna?
What else?
I want you to think about Rihanna and Chris Brown. And I want you to think about myself being who I am and my wife. Chris Brown is a Taurus and Rihanna is a Pisces.
Oh, yeah.
And for people who don't understand what I'm about to say, my wife said something to me one time. And when she said it, I didn't even know how to take this. Helen, I'm going to say it because I've never said this out of my own mouth before until today. Because I was flabbergasted when she said it to me.
Flabbergasted.
yeah, words matter. She said, I do and say things sometimes just to get you in a rage because the bull in you is sexy when you're angry. And I sat there. And I sat outside for about 6 hours and pondered all the conversations that I ever had been mad at her about. And I said to myself, I said, see, that's some Pisces shit right there. Fuck with a person just so they can go be in their head for them to come back and already have the conversation with them. And they already have the conversation in their own head. And so now there's nothing to fucking talk about. What's understood is fucking understood. That is a Pisces.
It is the worst conversation to have a conversation with. People all the time, oh, you so lucky to have your wife, nigga. You don't want them problems. I love her, but you have to understand, every person can put up with a certain level of a type of relationship. And if you can't, baby, whoo, baby. You know what? We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
A girl don't rock in her feet a little bit, she ain't a real woman.
Listen, I got you. I'm gonna put it to the test.
Hold on.
Listen, DJ AJ, you want me to tell you how you really put that song to the test?
Yeah.
Put that song on, and but don't turn it up, right? Have it in cue, right? And put it in doggy style and start hitting it from the back, and then turn that up full blast and hit it from the back to the strokes of the song, because every woman know that song.
Right.
Fuck her ass literally to every ad lib in that motherfucking song, and I guarantee you she gonna come all over the motherfucking bed slow, cause she already know it. So she gonna anticipate every motherfucking stroke.
Oh Lord Jesus! Well, I'm glad I'm a virgin, cause I.
God bless your heart.
You right, bless it.
Listen, I'm gonna fill up my goddamn shelf here, boy.
Oh man.
Let me tell y'all a story about what happened to me today. So you know me, I'm always helping people. And so this man came up to me today, and he gave me a Mother's Day gift from my wife, and I'm gonna give it to him when I see it. It's a handmade gift. This man doesn't do this to make any money. He doesn't sell this. This is just something he does for the love. I found this out in the story today, okay?
Yeah.
And so as I'm talking to him, he says, do you know why I go around and I give away things? And I said, no. He said, my entire life, I worked hard. And I went to junior college. This is when they still was big on junior colleges back in the day, which is basically trade schools now, okay? But he went to junior college to go and learn the skills that he learned. He ended up being a local teacher right here in Palm Beach County, taught at a school, lives in a very beautiful house out where I live, where I'm at right now. But he said, I gave things away, he said, because from junior college until the time I graduated actual college, I was homeless. He goes, not homeless in a sense that I didn't have a house to live in, homeless in a sense that I had to live in the little bit of nothing that I had because I worked in the cotton field. I mean, he worked in picking the stuff. He would go out to Pahokee and get bussed out there and make the limited amount of change that he had to then come back and go to school. It took him 7 years to finish his last 2 years of college.
Got a number.
So I want you to realize now, he was homeless for over 7 years. Because it took him 7 years to finish the last 2 years. Let that sink in as a statement to you.
Woo.
But he says, I give things away because it reminds me to have my dedication to understand. I was giving away my services when I was giving them away, but when I chose to go out there and make a name for myself, my work was in my name. Now that I'm retired, I can give trinkets away because my worth is in my name.
That's peace, that's powerful there.
But the reason why that man came and talked to me today was because when that man had a problem in real life and he came to me to address the issue, I engaged the man, not the issue. I fixed the issue, but I addressed the man. There's a difference, and people have to start understanding. I don't give a damn if you're talking to the janitor or somebody standing behind the pit to burn the shit. They are still somebody.
They belong to somebody. They are due the respect of whatever they feel like their respect level is due. We got to stop as black folks turning up our nose at everything because it doesn't come with a Versace fucking tag on it.
Digga.
And nothing but a name.
That part. That's it.
Okay. Let's be great, guys. Let's control some stuff. Let's own some stuff. Let's be great. But let's stop lying to ourselves. Okay? It's imperative. It's important. For everybody out there who's listening, if you're experiencing any technical difficulties, we are broadcasting live from Florida. So we are going to experience some technical difficulties because we have several severe storms in the area. So I know it's cutting out. There is absolutely nothing that we can do. We are broadcasting in the middle of a severe storm situation. We are in Florida. It happens.
Ooh.
Come, guess what, y'all? We're getting ready to go. We are getting ready to start hurricane season. This is the time. When we start getting these rains and these floods and these things of that nature, you got to understand, this is the time of year for us South Floridians. What do we start saying? This is hurricane season. Start getting ready. We start getting ready now. Now when it gets here, you get ready now.
I already told you what's going to happen when they say one on this way. I'm coming back to Carolina. I'm going to be the first nigga gone on something smoky.
Yeah, I'm going to be, listen, I'm going to be the second nigga driving behind you.
I'm saying my black ass
driving behind you. But I appreciate I put it out there because several of our listeners who are listening around the world thought that they were experiencing technical difficulties, and it's only fair that I let them know that it's not them. If you need to go back tomorrow and listen to the master replay, you can go find it on Spotify. It'll be a lot clearer, and it'll be a lot more cleaned up on Spotify tomorrow. So please go follow Big Bap and Friends on Spotify as you listen to us today. I'm going to do something because I told y'all I was going to do it. I have a bike. It's my bike. I'm going to raffle it away. That bike is literally less than 3 months old. I just replaced all the tires on the bike, so the bike is still worth the $125 that I paid for. In the efforts of kids having something to do for the summer, I'm going to ask everybody to donate to DJ's Roundtable a donation to enter into the raffle. If you win the raffle as an adult, the only thing that I ask that you do is you gift it to a kid that needs it. That's it. I'm not asking for much. I don't care if we have three people enter the raffle or whatever it is. That is what we're going to do. We're doing that on Mother's Day, May the 12th. I believe that's the day we're going to, is it the 12th? Mother's Day or the 9th? May the 9th is Mother's Day. So we're going to raffle that bike off on Mother's Day. So y'all got between now and Mother's Day to figure out how to do it. But for Mother's Day, as a gift from our great women on this group, we're going to raffle off a bike. We're going to do that. And we're going to make sure that we go take that bike to the young man or young girl that you're going to be giving that bike to. Because I just think as a charitable thing, I told Helen a long time ago when we first started this podcast that every month I either wanted to raffle off a bike or give away a bike. Did I not say that, Helen?
Yes, you did.
So we're going to start that initiative effective immediately. And so we're going to do it for Mother's Day. And in June, we're going to do it for Father's Day. I think that's only fair. And we're going to do it in honor of Mother's Day. So, ladies, if y'all want to come together and do something, that's fine, too. But we're definitely donating a bike to a child who needs a bike. Every child should have the experience of riding a bike as a kid to go out and play.
Yes, sir.
Because if mommy and daddy can't take you, you should still be able to get to the park to go play with your friends. You should still be able to go to school if you miss the bus in the morning. Those are just little principles. Those were little principles I was taught as a kid. When I got suspended off the bus, my mama said, "I'm not taking you to school." Okay, let me not say suspended. When I got expelled off the bus for the whole school year, and I got expelled the first week of school off the bus for the whole school year. I couldn't ride no bus for the whole school year. My mama said, "I'm not taking you to school." So guess who had to figure out how he was getting to school every single day for a calendar year?
Ride that bike?
I did. No, I did. I didn't have a bike at the time.
But see, you know. Oh, so you walked.
I walked that whole year.
Look, because you know, look. Don't be a black child and miss that school bus, and you bet not call mama.
You better not.
Yes,
Because
I remember
I missed that whole one time.
Hold on,
I had to walk to school.
Helen, this is the part they don't even miss. The part of bet not call mama ain't even the bad part. You bet not be late.
That part. Look, you bet not call mama and you bet not be late. Cause man, I don't think I ever walked that goddamn fast in my entire life, and it was raining.
Listen, you gonna get to that motherfucker. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back from this commercial break, we are going to do what I like to call "Black People Are Dope." So we are going to spotlight, and Black People Are Dope tonight. Donald Baptiste, Helen Brunson, and Arthur Gibson will be spotlighted, and Black People Are Dope. I got something special for y'all on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Level.
Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I talk how I talk. That's why I walk how I walk. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I say what I say. Walk and get paid at the gate. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I do what I do. That's why I move how I move. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I come in the club. Then I break out the roof. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I talk how I talk. That's why I walk how I walk. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I say what I say. Walk and get paid at the gate. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I do what I do. That's why I move how I move. Bitch, I'm the dope. That's why I come in the club, then I break out the roof, bitch, I'm the coke. I done just dipped out the phone cause I heard of some guy that was greener. My bitch a diva, and all I blow is a diva. Pay by the loud of the speakers, niggas be tweaking. That why I move how I move, that why I do what I do. Walk in that bitch with all the shiniest shoes. Bitches like, who is that dude? Bitch, I'm the coke. That's the only introduction a nigga like me ever needed. Give me a reason, watching my fall like the seasons. Then I go forward and bleep. Bitch, I'm the GOAT that I hope you understand. Regardless, I don't give a damn. I got a plan to be way more than a man. And no, you do not stand a chance. Bitch, I'm the GOAT. That's why I talk how I talk. That's why I walk how I walk. Bitch, I'm the GOAT. That's why I say what I say. Walk and get paid at the gate. Bitch, I'm the GOAT. That's why I do what I do. That's why I move how I move. Bitch, I'm the GOAT. That's why I come in the club. Then I break all the rules. Bitch, I'm the GOAT. All of this shit getting crazy. I am the GOAT just like Brady. I'm in the throat of your lady. Fuck you, fuck niggas, just pay me. That shit just go without saying. I heard what you saying, but why is you playing? Cause you looking more and more just like a sheep. I follow a nigga, she follow me, nigga. And I'm the one that's gon' put her ass to sleep. Hey, I remember times I ain't had shit. Put a whole lot of Reggie in the gas tank. Nowadays, it's a whole...
Alright, let's get into this, cause I keep telling y'all we finna get into some great stuff to talk about. So... the reason why I wanted to talk about Black Folks Is Dope is because I want to go back and I want to do something. So here's what I want to do. To start with DJ AJ, because he's new to y'all. Y'all don't know him like I know him, but I love this man. This man is one of a kind. He's a genuine, heartfelt, go-getter, family-oriented man. But let me give y'all a little bit about what y'all don't know about what he do in the background. This nigga is a goat. So DJ AJ.
What's going on, brother?
Since the pandemic started, I want you to tell the people how you re-diversified yourself and how you ready to take off now to what you did from the pandemic starting to who you are now. What did you do in that 18-month period, my brother? Talk to you.
Well, you know, since the pandemic started, this question was going to kind of semi-lockdown. As far as my DJ going, you know, set up shop outside, back door, you know, playing around with the music, making sure I'm still in tune with the music, you know, playing for the neighborhood, everybody come outside. You know, as far as the mind and the body, you know, stay exercising, push up, sit ups, you know, do a little workout at home. Staying focused as far as, you know, trying to keep money in my pocket, you know, on my trader, you know, my day trader, you know, reading into stocks, you know, just keeping my household straight, making sure my kids good, my lady good, and just making things move forward. You know what I'm saying? Get up and thank God every day and keep moving.
Because bitch, he the GOAT. Not only does he do that, but he has children. He coaches his children. He's an active father. He's an active participant in his household. All around good fucking dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love the kids.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people.
When I see you in person, I'm going to bring a punch door at right in your forehead.
I already told you we fighting on fight when I see you, so it's what I know.
Are we fighting naked with oil on, or are we going to be fist fighting?
No,
straight hood, street fighting, nigga. I'm not even going.
Snatching your eyelashes, hair, everything.
Hold on. You going to take off your shoes? Hold on, Helen, you going to take off your shoes?
I ain't going to wear no shoes.
See, that's when you know a fight get real good, when a nigga come out the house with no shoes on.
Look, you know what? You know what people always forget when you get in a fight. Hey, listen,
I'm not
when
playing.
You get in a fight with somebody who don't have shoes on. You know what they forget to do to the people that ain't got shoes on?
Stomp on their feet.
Step on their goddamn feet, just
man,
like that.
Your ass gonna be popped before you can even do it.
Don't worry about it. Listen, I'm gonna get
step
you
on
your
the
feet
goddamn
at
feet.
Some. Listen, you might get that first hit in, but your feet gonna get fucked up the whole time. Your toes is gonna be on fire by the time. by the time you get ready to focus on swinging on my face, you're gonna be holding your feet. I promise you. Come outside with your feet exposed, wanting to fight me, bitch. I'm gonna literally lay on the ground and fight your toes.
That's it. Can't do nothing without that. That's
some
nerve.
I like my toes played, so I mean, I'll be alright. Shit.
Okay.
She must got slave feet.
Right. She got them third world Israeli feet.
No, the fuck I don't. What y'all not gonna do is sit up on this motherfucking platform and play me right now.
I'm just saying, man. Yeah. Listen, I don't know what your feet do, but listen.
Hey,
all right, y'all. We're not gonna pick at my girl, man. We're gonna let my girl Helen do her thing too, man. Cause Helen is dope. So Helen, tell the people, in the last 18 months, what have you accomplished since COVID started?
Oh, my God. Since COVID started, I launched my brand. I registered my brand. I got my trademark. I moved all the way across the world, it seemed like, 10 hours away from home to Florida, and just been working on my brand and building myself, being mentored, you know, learning the ropes of different things I never thought I would learn and do. So, yeah, it's just working on my craft.
So my dog did some things. Because here's the thing I tell people all the time. I don't care about how much hustling you tell me that you do. Anybody can hustle. I'm proud of a hustler. I love a hustler. But what I tell people is, Don't go start a business because somebody told you something cool to do. Start a business because you want to leave a legacy behind.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason that you start a business. You don't start a business because you just want to make money. Bitch, anybody can make money. Making money is not a reason. The legacy that you want to build is the reason that you start a business. And yes. I was so proud of my dog when everybody mistreated her in the business world as an employee. And so I told her, I said, since you can't be a valuable asset as an employee, why don't you be a valuable asset as an employer? But see, what people don't understand, and DJ AJ can attest to this, when you go to being an employee versus being an employer, it's a different level of cognitive reasoning and thinking that you now have to apply.
Facts.
It is not the same. They are not equal. As much as you want to complain as the employee, they're not equal as the employer. It's never going to be close. The headache isn't yours. At the end of the day, you can turn off the lights and you can walk out the door and you can say, fuck it, it don't belong to me. If this bitch burned up tomorrow, fine, fuck it, I quit, I'm out of here.
The reason that bitch burned up tomorrow, let me stop.
That too. But when you own it, that is like literally, I tell anybody, compare starting a business to like giving birth. It is one of the most beautifulest things you will ever experience in your life, and it will be literally watching an extension of you grow if you treat it right, take care of it right, and let your name be worthy of being a name in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at me and they said, what? Okay. So here's what I told people. I told everybody I was going to get out here and I was going to start healing. So now I'm doing me. I'm talking about me today. Because I've been preparing everybody, and I said, when I get ready to jump off the porch, I need everybody to be ready. So let me introduce y'all to something, real quick. Cause see, I did a test run with DJ AJ, and I tell everybody, I test everybody differently. So I'm gonna show y'all a secret of what I did. But DJ AJ, I said, DJ AJ, go do this, go do this, go do this. DJ AJ, did you go do the things I asked you to do?
He playing with his toes again.
Oh,
not playing with his toes. Yes, I did. I did what you asked me to do.
He did what he did. And so I said, I don't know when I'm going to call you, but when I get ready to go, I need you to be ready to go.
Exact words.
I said, because we're getting ready to do some things, and it's going to be different, but you're going to see the payoff in the long run. That's what I told them, right?
Yes, sir.
So on Cinco de Mayo, on today of being all great days, see, I have something that's called Luxurious Strategic Partnership. That is my membership group. That is not a business. It is a membership group. It is exactly what it sounds like. It is a membership group. And there are a lot of people that I gave passes in my membership group as trial memberships to certain things. Like my Masquerade Ball is really an event that's designed for my members. You've never been to it, DJ AJ will tell you. It's a very beautiful and well thought of and very meticulously planned event.
Yes, very good. Very good event. My first experience was awesome.
He said, listen to what he said. His first experience in my event was awesome, and he was the DJ. I need people to understand. He was the DJ for the evening, because trust me, the event didn't start that day. The event started 3 days earlier. He'll tell you. He came to the after party.
Yeah,
because when I was... And the after party was off the chain, bro.
Yeah, you got to be ready for that. Your mind got to be in a different state for that death.
Yeah, yeah. You might not want to bring your old lady to the after party.
if your old lady
ain't ready for who I am, you don't want to bring your old lady to the after party. If I tell you we having an after party and tickets is on sale, I'm telling you, it's an after party. Not we going to the club. It's an after party. If you don't know about the after party spots, okay.
You're supposed to be there.
You ain't supposed to be there. If you don't know about the after party spot, listen, don't get mad at me because you don't know where the after spot location. I keep telling y'all, bitch, I got the DJ. And you ain't got to worry about the DJ getting paid. I got the DJ, and y'all ain't got to worry about the food. Because DJ AJ, let me tell you what I did today. See, now, people don't understand the importance of doing things in the right order, okay? So when I first decided that I wanted to have a catering company, I decided to name that catering company. And so during COVID, anytime that I just wanted to make some money or show people that I had skills, I would drop a plate special sale and just sell plates just so I could keep my name in the street. Not because I had to, but because I wanted to, because it was an investment in myself just keeping my name out there. But as of today, I've launched two things. I've launched SEB Catering. And I've launched a subsidiary called Uppity Edibles. Today, this week, under the new full moon in the past week, that's what I did with my energy and my time. I divulged it into actually setting up legal entities of my business because the governor said that we can make money in Florida. So now that I've had that name for a little bit over a year, I decided to take it and actually open it up. SEB Catering is a legal entity in the state of Florida as of today.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So let me say something because I'm finna tell y'all. People always ask me, Donald, what was your motivation? I said I was going to retire when I'm 40. And they was like, well, I said, I'm going to retire when I'm 40. They said, well, when you going to turn 40? I said, I turned 40 April the 27th, Tuesday of 2021. If you don't know what that means, I'm going to let you pause on that for a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. See the look into my eyes when we're dancing in the club. I'd wanna take you home after the first night. With all the things that's associated, damn right. Cause tonight I wanna hear you saying, ooh, ah. When I hit your G-spot, baby, I wanna hear you moan. Your G-spot, baby, I wanna hear you moan and groan
saying, ooh, ah, when I hit your G-spot, baby, I wanna hear you moan and groan with delight.
Y'all, I've never heard that song before tonight, so we actually heard that song for the first time together. I've heard of that song, but I never listened to it. I don't see how that song was a top chart topper. But that song was big in its day, but I didn't see it. Like, I'm good. I mean, but I wanted to hear the song because everybody acts like every song made in their generation was like the greatest song ever played, and I'm sorry. I don't agree with that song. Now, whoever was fucking to that song is going to tell you that was the top five songs of all time because they was oohing and ahhing just like how they like it. But I didn't like it. I'm sorry. When I go back and look at that song and see who that song is, I'm going to write a whole article on Facebook about how that was one of the worst songs of whatever year that song came out. Because it was horrible. And we have to be honest. Our generations made some horrible shit, too, just like the young folks make some horrible shit. But we can't judge them for what they're doing because they're trying. Most of y'all motherfuckers had access to the damn studio and wouldn't even go to the studio and make a hit. Y'all just laid in there, smoked blunts and fucked bitches, and then mad because you're broke. So, let me get to something real quick. Helen, you with me, mama?
I'm here. All
right, we lost DJ AJ. Like I said, y'all, it's a storm out there, so bear with us, keep us in mind. We're getting ready to do the word of the day, and before we, I already have my word. It's funny because I have my word all day. But, and what I'm saying to you, you'll see how it ties into the word of the day for the day, how I broke the day down, the whole story. It's tied literally to the word of the day. If you have a dream, get with people who believe in your dream, okay? Y'all got to stop talking to people who are going to look you in your face and lie to you. There are a lot of people looking you in your face and lying to you right now. They are doing whatever it is that they want to do. They are manipulating that situation into whatever direction that they need to manipulate it in because it best fits them, not you. They don't care. They have no intentions on caring. They have no desires to give no fuck about the greatness or the potential greatness that your life can be. Your job is to be subservient to them in every way, and if you remove yourself from a docile situation, they will threaten you with the hurt of harm, violence, or putting you out to be homeless. These relationships stem from families to spouses to mother and father, father and children, mother and children. It doesn't matter the title of the relationship. I am telling you what I watch happen regularly like it's nothing. And people keep saying, oh, but you live like a homeless person. I said I live like a homeless person because I'd rather no one threaten me to be homeless. The homeless aren't homeless because they can't function. They're homeless because they're tired of trying to fit in with y'all stupid motherfuckers.
This is true.
I have talked to several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I literally ride a bike. I had a car salesman come up to me yesterday, and instead of asking me why I ride a bike, he told me I needed to buy a car. I said, sir, no matter what's going on in my day, I plan my day to the point I don't need a car. But even if somebody comes along and offers to do something with me, I still compensate them for their work. Helen, you've been around me with no car. When you drive me around, do I still not compensate you for your gas, time, energy, and effort?
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with what you have, but is making the most of what you have. Y'all are hoarders of time, energy, material, but y'all won't give y'all energy like that. Y'all hold on to y'all energy the same way y'all hold on to other stuff, not realizing if y'all just learn to give. The word of the day, damn it, is perseverance, man. Just get through some stuff.
Bruh, get out my head. Get out my head.
Y'all niggas is crying about nothing. But then y'all want to be the same people that run. Let me, somebody posted this question today, and I'm going to give y'all an answer to the question. Somebody said, why isn't the generation of people turning 40 going to church no more? And somebody said they tied them to the lot. They didn't catch on to the lot. They got tired of the bullshit. We don't care what God y'all fucking believe in. We just tired of the dumb shit.
Yep.
Pick your God. Serve your God. But then get off your fucking high horse and come be a person again. Understand what it feels like to suffer. Know what it feels like to go without. Know what it feels like to not have. Have to get up and walk somewhere because you made a choice to walk, so now you have to endure that walk because you can easily go get a car and ride around at comfort and snub your nose up at people who choose to do it just a little bit different than you, but you ain't no fucking better because you still got flaws, problems, issues, and situations going on right now in your life. Let us get off this live. Because we got stuff to do. Let the church say amen. We bid you adieu. Hell and tell the people you love them because I holler.
All right, I'm gone. Bye, y'all. Good night.
Like I've never loved nobody.